Hi, and welcome to Thursday's edition of the award-winning Gutter. I've got Josh, I've got Dan, and I've got John, and Andy's producing. And this is going to be another of those names episodes where we just dive deep, we don't piss about, we just go straight for the action, the meat on the bones, the faces and the names you want to hear about. I want to start straight away with you, John, because I think you're least likely to pour immediate cold water on this one. I know Dan, I wouldn't stand a chance, right? Josh, neither. Far too sensible, but I think I can get you giddy like I would be. So I'm going to go for Guimarães at Newcastle, right? We've been linked to him in the Portuguese media, Record_Portugal. Again, unimpeachable source, as well we know.
They're literally on the record.
They're on the record. They're from Portugal. He's not Portuguese, but he speaks Portuguese. Yeah. So the links are...
It's all coming together.
It is. Bruno, they remind us, is 26, and he's a transfer target for Liverpool for this summer window. Newcastle need to raise around 68 million quid this summer to stay right side of FFP regulations so they can accept a fee of around that sum to sell, says Portugal. And they know. What do you think, John? Okay, it's a two-part question for you. A, would you have him? B, do you think there's anything in it?
Yes and yes. I think...
Sweet.
So...
Dan.
We do... We do know they like him because, you know, we know they like him and we know they really looked at him before he went to Newcastle and decided against it for whatever reason. Maybe it was a priorities thing. Maybe they just weren't quite sure. But, you know, we were told that sort of after the fact that, you know, I remember Mel Reddy coming on and being very sort of straight about it, and that there was a bit of a surprise that he went to Newcastle in that Newcastle managed to get him, because I think Newcastle actually bottom of the league when they bought him. It was the January window where they just got the money and they'd obviously had a really tough start to the season. And I think, you know, from what I remember Mel saying that there was a bit like, oh, bloody hell, you know, Newcastle have done well there, and then maybe there was a little bit of kicking himself. So there's long-standing interest from the people who were involved at Liverpool at the time, who coincidentally are back sort of now, you know, running the show, if you like. And so I think they like him. I really like him. I think whenever I've seen him play in the flesh at Anfield, I've always been really impressed by him. I think he's more impressive with your own eyes. And to be fair, he looks pretty good on the telly, but I think when you see him and just certain players and how they find space, I think, and how they use the ball and how they operate within a football match, I think you appreciate a little bit more in person.